A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him so that he could have some charge to bring. They could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. As the world's warriors stand tall and mighty in our own days with weapons and stones in their hands, Jesus continues to bend down next to a vulnerable woman. As the world builds more arms, sells more arms, and spreads more violence, Jesus stretches out his two tired and broken arms on a cross, his last attempt to embrace the world he so deeply loves. As religious fanatics grip their stones and their swords more firmly, convinced that the truth is in their hands, Jesus squats near the temple floor, writing a new verse into the ancient stone of the law of Moses, which they claim to follow. As the lovers of violence cry out, "In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What do you say?" Jesus remains bent over, immobile, like a silent lamb being led to the slaughter. As the impeccable and self-righteous zealots call for blood, Jesus traces a new law of love with the fragile finger of his weak humanity and with the indelible ink of his own blood. As the stones are lifted higher, Jesus bends down even lower to wash our feet and to wash their feet, if only they would let him. Jesus lifts his eyes and he looks at the crowd waiting for their verdict. If the stones begin to fly through the air, she, the silenced daughter of God, will be sacrificed, and her blood mixed with the blood of her newfound friend, the Lamb of God. This ancient story has become, sadly enough, very contemporary, very real. Woe to us if we become accustomed to living in a world where the one I call enemy can be stoned or electrocuted or decapitated or gassed, as if this were normal. Mixing religion and violence is not and never has been part of God's plan. Whether it be ISIS or the Crusades or the religiously motivated stoning of a woman caught in adultery, we must be willing to stand up and bend down and let the world know that the body of Christ is here, presente, trying to live truth in the world today. We may not be doing it perfectly yet, but today we can practice by bending down next to our teacher and learning the way of love. Then we must stand up and speak a word of truth. The way of Christ can never be the way of violence. Tomorrow we celebrate the commemoration of the martyrdom of Oscar Romero, who in a few weeks will be officially acclaimed as Blessed Oscar Romero. The day before his brutal assassination in San Salvador, Romero preached in the cathedral, while a whole nation listened to his words on the radio. Bending down in communion with the Paschal Christ, he addressed these words to the soldiers in the army. Brothers, you are part of our very own people, and you're killing your own peasant brothers and sisters. Before an order to kill given by a man, God's law, you shall not kill, must prevail. No soldier is obligated to obey an order which goes against the law of God. It is time for you to recover your own conscience and to obey your conscience before obeying a sinful command. The church cannot remain silent in the face of such an abomination. In the name of God, therefore, and in the name of these suffering people, whose cries rise up to heaven, each day more tormented, I ask you, I beg you, I order you in the name of God, stop the repression. Jesus sums it up in just a few words. Come and follow me.